You are listening to Christian Audio's production of 12 Things Jesus Said About Money. This book is read by Tom Parks. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group. Originally published in English as 12 Things Jesus Said About Money, copyright 2016 by B&H Publishing Group, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. You may not think of Jesus as a good financial counselor. Good counselor? Yes. But financial counselor? Money advisor? Outside of giving money, which he seems to want us to do a lot of, what else did he really tell us about it? Well, quite a lot, actually, is the right answer. And while you won't automatically turn into a financial whiz by working your way through this short audiobook, you might just discover the kind of wisdom that could significantly impact more levels of your financial life than you realize. Each chapter looks at a specific theme, connecting various teachings of Jesus into a listenable, shareable, teachable experience. While ideal as a chapter-a-day devotional, you might also find it suitable as a weekly discussion starter to share with your spouse or family and kids, or for a small Bible study group or class. Several open-ended questions have been added after each chapter for personalizing and further discussion. Plus, if you desire to go deeper on your own into what Jesus said, all the verses that appear in every chapter are listed separately at the end by reference. You might consider spending some more in-depth moments with the Lord by reading through and meditating on these scriptures at another time to see what else He can show you. Because Jesus simply has so much to say, and hearing Him say it can truly change everything. Let's start with our money and see where He takes us from there. Chapter 1. On Priorities. There's only room for one, number one. You cannot be slaves of God and of money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Each day's carload of activities and priorities can only seat a 24-hour assortment, not a second more, despite all our best time-saving methods, despite whatever amount of multitasking we do to try maximizing the space. But according to Jesus, our main problem is not that we're trying to do too much, although of course we certainly may be. Our biggest problem in this area is not as closely tied to what's riding around with us as to what's driving us. Many can ride, but only one can drive. Or to put it in Jesus' words, no one can be a slave of two masters. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Because as long as there's competition for the driver's seat, there will always be conflicting opinions over which passengers we allow to fill up our available scheduling blocks, what stays and what goes, for how long and for how far. As long as there's more than one driver, we'll struggle to be consistent in how we determine where everything's supposed to go and how it's all supposed to fit together. And that's why the resulting chaos is so often such a mess. Too many drivers, like too many cooks, is a stock recipe for burnout. And so here's where the discussion, as it often does, spins back around to money. Because while our choice of possible driving candidates can number in the dozens, Jesus singled out one of them for special mention. Money, arguably the most bossy, demanding, and lead-footed driver of them all. Not just money, but the craving to make more money, to impress other people with money, to regularly lose sleep over money, to satisfy our various aches and itches with money, to mask our underlying unspoken needs with money, to steer our kids toward whatever might generate the most scholarship money. Money, always something to do with money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?